Ismail Ozan says there's no evidence that Walker broke the law last week during a conversation with a prank caller claiming to be billionaire David Koch. Walker told the caller he'd considered planting outside agitators in the crowd of protesters at the state capitol. Ozan says while those words weren't criminal, he says they speak to Walker's character that he even considered such action in the midst of thousands of protesters.
They have brought their children. They have come peacefully, even when opposition was present. And to think that you would have any sort of disturbance in a crowd that size. We know what happens when you yell fire in a movie theater. You know, you cannot say these sort of things in areas that a reaction would and likely cause serious harm to somebody.
Ozan also says the 14 absent Democrats are working within accepted rules of procedure by leaving the state to avoid voting on the budget repair bill. But Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney says the State Department of Administration's order limiting access to the Capitol today when the Supreme Court was in session is a violation of state statute. Mahoney says his deputies shouldn't be used as palace guards.
They're there first and foremost to ensure public safety, to ensure the rights of all individuals on both sides of this issue to have freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and to do it orderly.
Tight restrictions on access to the Capitol remained in place during Governor Walker's budget address. That prevented thousands of protesters outside from entering the building. 100 people will be allowed in to attend a Joint Finance Committee meeting tonight at 6. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.